Indiana Bible College is committed to training tomorrow's apostolic leaders today. And this is the Indiana Bible College podcast. Today on the podcast, we have a true treat. I say that a lot, but today it is especially true. Reverend Robert K. Rodenbusch, longtime missionary, longtime minister, a true example, and he is so full of wisdom. Today, he shares much of the leadership and ministry wisdom he has gleaned through his great ministry career. The students were writing notes, capturing everything that was being said. So get ready with your pen and paper for this message entitled, I Need Thee. But before we get to that message, I want to remind our pastors who may be listening, we invite you to be here for Pastor's Day, March 29th. It's a free registration, and you are welcome to join your student here on campus for chapel, for their classes, and just fellowship with them. We hope you will make it March 29th. For more information, go to indianabible.college/pastorsday. You can also find that link on our Facebook page. Now let's get to our Dean of Missiology, Reverend Robert K. Rodenbusch, I Need Thee.
Thank you very much for your kind words. I really appreciate it. Not necessary. There was a time when I was the youngest pastor in Illinois at 19. Now I'm the oldest preacher at IBC. What happened? I really appreciate the opportunity to be here. I thank our president and our executive vice president for the opportunity for me to continue to be here with you. I remember when Brother Mooney said to me, I'm going to open up IBC again. And I said, do it. And then later on, as the years passed by, my son was executive vice president here for several years. And that gave me an opportunity to once again talk and teach and preach to some of the most wonderful young men and women that I know around the world. And give yourself a hand clap. You are making a difference. You will continue to make a difference. I honor the staff of IBC. And I'm not sure that this is preaching, but it sure is going to be teaching. Sister Turner, if you continue to cook those wonderful meals for me, I'll be grateful. Yes. You can be seated. I'm glad they gave me extra time. And because I'm teaching right after this chapel service, I could just keep on teaching. What I have learned through the years, I have learned that I need thee, Lord, more than anything else. And so I'm going to read five scriptures and talk about I Need Thee. From James chapter 4, verses 5 through 7, Do you think that the scripture saith in vain? The spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy. But he giveth more grace. He giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud and giveth grace unto the humble. Verse 7. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. 2nd verse I want to read is from Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affair, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. The second or the third verse is from John chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. From Acts chapter 17, verse 28. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own posts have said, for we are also his offspring. And the final verse is from 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This may be more of a lesson than a sermon, but it is some things that I have learned in more than 65 years of ministry that I want to share with you. I really wish I could see them, but the lights are really bright, and I understand the importance of all of that. But I might get down there somewhere just so I could look at, yeah, I can see your eyes now, okay. There's 8 things that I must remember that I cannot do. Number 1, I can't control everything. People and circumstances, events, they predominantly happen outside of my scope of influence. I cannot control everything. 8 things I must remember that I cannot do. I cannot fix anyone. Get over yourself. You can't fix anyone. We can't change or fix people through our kindness, preaching, or counseling. They have to be willing to fix themselves. I cannot explain everything. 8 things I must remember that I cannot do. I cannot explain everything. It's really challenging to say, I don't know. Our desire is sometimes to be seen as wise, but sometimes you're just not going to know. Well, be willing to say, I don't know. You don't have to have the answer to every question. Give it some thought. Give it some prayer. Number four, I cannot meet everyone's expectations. People will be fickle. Are any witnesses? Some simply can't be pleased. We command them to the Lord. I cannot dodge, get this please, I cannot dodge the hard tasks of life. The challenges will provide opportunities. If I seize them, the path of ease and comfort is not for the disciples of Jesus Christ. If you're looking for an easy path, this is not the one. You cannot dodge the hard tasks of life. I cannot concern myself with who gets the credit. Oh, my goodness. We all want some credit. But if you just work, preach, teach, live life for the credit, it will not be as good as it could be for you. Please do not concern yourself with who gets the credit. The kingdom is what matters most. Number seven, I cannot cling to the past. Jesus told us that we only have today to make our lives count. And the last one is very, very important. I cannot do what I must do in my human ability alone. I must depend upon the Spirit. Some things that we should remember. The value of time. The success of perseverance. The pleasure of working. The dignity of simplicity. How about things to remember? The worth of character. You're at a stage of life right now when you are establishing and building your character. Don't mess it up. Do the right thing the right way because it's always the right thing to do. The influence of example. Besides God, a lot of people are watching you. Don't forget that people are watching you. All the time, people are watching you. There is a certain obligation of duty. There is wisdom of economy. There's virtue of patience. I could spend the rest of my time talking about patience. The improvement of talent. So you have talent. You're a good preacher. You're a good you have a good testimony. You're a good musician. You're a good singer. You're good at something. Improve it. Continue. Don't ever say, I've arrived. I've landed. No. Always be trying to improve your talent. There's going to be some joys of originating. I've had that several times has been a real blessing. And there's power of kindness. If you can't do anything else, be kind to somebody. So some lessons that I've learned from life. Throughout life, people will make you mad. Really? I wouldn't ask you to raise your hand, but has anybody here been mad? Yeah. Throughout life, people will make you mad. They will disrespect you, and they will treat you bad. Let God deal with the things they do, cause hate in your heart will consume you too. One of the greatest programs that the UPCI has worldwide in global missions is the AIM program. You're looking at the guy who originated that. Understand this point. It wasn't men that were, they had vision. They loved God. They loved truth. They loved missions at that time. But when I presented the AIM program to them the first time, they said, it won't work. It will destroy all of our other programs. But I was thinking, well, the Mormons are doing that. We got something more than the Mormons. The Southern Baptists were doing something like that. We've got something better, more than they have. The ALGs were doing something like that. Why can't we do something like that? Oh, they said it will cause so much confusion, and it will cause a lot of people to be discouraged. And so, to shorten the story, the general director at that time was Harry Sism, and he said, Brother Rodenbush, call two or three board members and ask them if they would let you just try a couple times on some people on AIM. So I called three board members. They weren't really very encouraging, but the consensus was you could pick a couple. So I picked a young lady, Jenny Jackson, for China, and I picked Linda Revelle Poitras for Nigeria. And I made sure they did the monthly reports, and I made sure that their reports were very impressive. And then I sent all of those monthly reports to each one of the board members. So a few months later, Brother Sism said, Brother Rodenbush, I would like for you to, since this is working pretty good, and I would like for you to put that on the agenda again for the Global Missions Board. And so I did, and all three of those men stood up. Well, this is really wonderful. It's really working. And I said, well, I've got do you want me to present the program again? And they said, oh, no, don't present the program again. Let's approve it. The birth of AIM. What is the point that I'm making? Sometimes you will have to back up and start over. But don't get discouraged in the process. Let God deal with the things they do, cause hate in your heart will consume you too. Don't ruin a good today by thinking about a bad yesterday. Let it go. Bad things do happen. I wouldn't ask you to raise your hand, but all of us have had probably some bad things that do happen. But how we respond to them defines the quality of our life. I can choose to sit in perpetual sadness, immobilized by the gravity of my loss, or I can choose to rise from the pain and treasure the most precious gift I have, life itself. As you all know, I'm going through the challenge of my life right now. The pain, the agony, the disappointment. The secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but building the new. Stop letting people who do so little for you control so much of your mind, feelings, and emotion. Somebody say amen just every once in a while. I'm not running the aisles or running up and down the stairs, but this is good stuff. The pages of yesterday cannot be revised, but the pages of tomorrow are blank. You hold the pen. Make it an inspiring story, please. Okay, some RKR important points to remember. Remember that people who are boring will have very little, if any, following. So lighten up, people. Don't be boring. Well, I'm just not a talker. Get over it. I don't smile. Smile. Come on. Don't always try to win awards or men's favor. Whose favor do we want? Jesus. Never fear making a mistake. Oh, my goodness. Did he say that? You've made mistakes. You're going to make mistakes. It's through mistakes that you learn what and how to get through life. Sometimes getting lost can be an adventure. Don't go around looking for an opportunity. Listen to me. Do not go around looking for an opportunity. Look at what passion is in you. This is a good time to be alive. Live life now. You can't go back. The future, your future is as bright as it could ever be. Great things like victory, success, happiness, they come out of communication, friendship, fellowship, not your cleverness. Every one of you, if you don't have a good friend, get one. And get a good friend that will disagree with you sometimes about something. That's balance. Accentuate the positive. Stop talking about the negative. Don't always avoid criticism. Welcome it. Welcome authority in your life. 75% of everything you accomplish in life is based on energy. If you haven't got energy, just be nice. Be nice. Now, talent is good, but talent will not take you as far as passion. Vision and burden. Always aim beyond of what you think. Yes, in my senior yearbook, under my picture, they said, where are you going to be in 10 years? I just said Africa. It was just Africa. Well, 10 years later, me and my wife and my son, we were in Africa. But it was a journey. It was a journey. Everything is about presentation and selling. Every one of you, and us up here too, we're watched every day, how we walk, how we talk, how we act, how we react. Everything is about presentation and selling. We are epistles read of men. If you get this early on, it took me longer than you to get this. People are watching, not just God. He's always watching. But people are watching everything you do, everything you say. Get it? If society or even your friends or even some of your mentors require only mediocrity, rebel against that idea. Go for excellence. Do good works. It's not what you are now. It's what you want to be. What you desire to become. So some more words of wisdom. How am I time? Oh my goodness. I'm okay, I think. I don't chase any more rabbits. So some words of wisdom that I have learned. Words of wisdom. The best way to get even is to forget. If you feed your faith, your doubts will starve to death. Some folks wear their halos much too tight. Because God wants spiritual fruit, not religious nuts. I'm just pausing till you get it. Okay, for those who are married and for those who want to get married, some marriages are made in heaven, but they all have to be maintained on earth. Now, unless you can create the whole universe in 5 days, then perhaps giving advice to God isn't such a good idea. Sorrow looks back. Worry looks around. Faith looks up. So standing in the middle of the road is dangerous. The traffic from both ways will knock you down. Get out of the middle of the road. Words are windows to the heart. A skeptic is a person who, when he sees the handwriting on the wall, claims it's forgery. Didn't get that. It isn't difficult to make a mountain out of a molehill. Just add some dirt. Okay, for those who are trying to figure this out, a successful marriage isn't finding the right person. Oh, my word, did he say that? A successful marriage isn't finding the right person. It's being the right person. Everybody who got that, raise their right hand. Thank you. We look at the mighty oak, but did you realize that the mighty oak was once a little nut planted in the ground? Too many people offer prayers with claw marks all over them. You didn't get it, but you'll get it. The tongue must be heavy indeed because so few people can hold it. To forgive is to set the prisoner free and then discover the prisoner was you. You have to wonder about humans. Yeah, you have to wonder about humans. They think God is dead and Elvis Presley is alive. You know, just every once in a while you got to say something funny to get their attention. Don't forget that. It's okay, it's all right to sit on your pity pot every now and again. But just be sure you flush it when you're done. These are rules and ideas that I have tried my best to live by. I'm still here. So if you notice the turtle, and we've got some turtles back in over in our area, got some big turtles. If you notice that a turtle only makes progress when he sticks his neck out. So, if the grass is greener on the other side of the fence, you can bet the water bill is higher. Okay, let's get a little more serious, maybe. Reflections on leadership. Ready? People do what people see. They forget my sermons, but followed my footsteps. Leading others takes courage. Knowing the right decision is usually easy. Making the right decision is hard. Hurting people usually hurt other people. Once I learned this, it was easier for me to turn the other cheek. I'm still here. A leader can't lead people if he needs people. What? A leader can't lead people if he needs people. A codependent relationship seldom grows or moves forward. Oh, I get it now. Yeah. The leader's growth determines the people's growth. Really? If you look behind you and there's nobody following you, fix it. Fix it. It's lonely at the top, so a leader had better know why he's there. It's wonderful when people believe in their leader. It's more wonderful when the leader believes in his people. Leadership functions on the basis of trust. When trust is gone, the leader soon will be gone. People buy into the leader before they buy into the leader's vision. Leaders must sell themselves. So here's a good lesson for all of us, again, to be reminded. Admit failures quickly and humbly. Guess what? I'm not perfect and you're not perfect. We're in the process of perfection. Admit failures quickly and humbly. The people already know them, but they appreciate a right spirit. People become like their leader. I teach what I know, but I reproduce what I am. Don't ever forget that. Problems are not my problems. Really? It's not what happens to me, but what happens in me that matters. Respect is vital to a leader. Without it, nobody will follow you. A title or a position will not help it. With it, everyone follows, and titles or positions are not needed. The closest to the leader determines, the closest to the leader determines his level of success or failure. Mentoring potential leaders ensures the leader and the organization of reaching their potential. So every once in a while, look behind you and see if anybody is following you. If they're not, fix it. Leading people is a responsibility. It's not a perk. To whomever much is given, much is required. Well, that sounds like Bible to me, yes. Success is not having a national or international ministry or a large church. Success is obeying God. It is having those closest to you love and respect you the most. Jesus is my friend. At times, I have failed people. At times, people have failed me. Jesus never fails. So some basic servant tests. The time test was Abraham, 25 years. The word test was Joseph, 14 years. The character test was Samuel. The motivation test was Solomon. The servant test, Book of Acts, Elisha. The authority submission test, Timothy. The wilderness test, Moses. Misunderstanding test, Apostle Paul. Frustration test, how about Noah? Discouragement test, Elijah. Warfare test, Timothy. Self-will test, Jesus. So work and fight to be strong. Work hard for what you want because it won't come to you without a fight. You have to be strong and courageous and know that you can do anything you put your mind to. If somebody puts you down or criticizes you, just keep on believing in yourself and turn it into something positive. And I'm closing with this. What is a friend? I will tell you. It is a person with whom you dare to be yourself. He seems to ask of you to put on nothing, only to be what you are. What is a friend? He does not want you to be better or worse. When you are with him or her, you feel as a prisoner feels who has been declared innocent. You do not have to be on your guard with a friend. You can say what you think so long as it is genuinely you. He understands those contradictions in your nature that lead others to misjudge you. What is a friend? With him, you can breathe freely. You can avow your little vanities and envies and hates and vicious sparks, your meanness and absurdities. And you can be open up to him or her. They're lost, dissolved in the wide ocean of their loyalty. He understands you do not have to be careful. A friend, sometimes you will abuse him, neglect him, tolerate him. Best of all, you can keep still with him. It makes no matter. He likes you or she likes you. He is like the fire that purges to the bone. He understands. He understands. You can weep with him, laugh with him, pray with him. Through it all and underneath, he sees, knows, and loves you, a friend. What is a friend? Just one, I repeat, with whom you dare to be yourself. Let us stand. Maybe to some, this might have seemed like hodgepodge, but I promise you, these are all scriptural based, and if you would try your best to live by some of these challenges, no matter what life brings to you, you can be an overcomer. So those who want to be an overcomer, move forward. Lord Jesus, I'm praying for these young men and women. I'm asking you, Lord, to watch over them, protect them. Help them to choose their friends and their life partners wisely. Bless them in every way, of every step they take. Forgive them for their mistakes and their sins. Watch over them as they move forward in their life of ministry. Whether it be he or she who's preaching or teaching. Bless them, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. Watch over them. Continue to help them. And bless them in every effort as they move forward in Jesus' name. I ask you, Lord, that these words of wisdom rest heavily and heartily on their hearts and minds. I pray, God, that these principles will be instilled in their lives, that they'll move forward as best they can. I know that there'll be some mistakes. I know that there'll be some failures, but I know, God, that you are forgiving, God, and you will, those who will come before you gracefully and sorrowfully will be forgiven, and you will bless them in every way. The world is waiting upon these young men and women, and they need to go with a fire. They need to go with the word. They need to go forward and upward. Bless them, Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen.